Hi guys, welcome back to the In Between podcast. So it's been like 2 weeks since I recorded an episode, and I've been trying to like post one episode every single week, but this is what I'm gonna talk to you guys about. I've been busy. I really didn't have time to, but this is what we're talking about today is finding God in a busy schedule. So have you ever guys find yourself into the point where you get so busy at night and then it's late, you're tired, you just want to go to bed. It's been a long day, you've done a lot, and you're like, I'll just skip today. I'm not gonna read my Bible today. I will just move it till tomorrow. It's fine. One day is not gonna hurt me. And then that cycle just keeps going over and over and over again. And then it gets to the point where you don't read your Bible at all, and then you just kind of, not slip away, but like you kind of just don't have that connection that you had before because you got busy and you've been caught up in everything that you had to do, which is not a bad thing. It's okay to be busy. Like, everyone has their lives to take care of, whether it's family, work, school, anything it is. It is okay to be busy. Sorry, allergies. Oh my gosh. But it's okay to be busy. So this is what I'm trying to help you guys out with, is finding God in a busy schedule. Trying to focus on our relationship no matter how busy our lives get. And again, the devil's gonna find a way to, push you away. So he'll get you busy enough that you forget and you kind of just lose that connection with God. So that's what I'm trying to help you guys with. So number one, priorities. Jesus is number one. I don't know how many times people have to repeat it. I don't care how many times you heard it in summer, in Sunday school or in church or whatever. Jesus is number one, period. We are made to be busy. We are made to be busy in doing God's work, working for Him, because everything that we do for God will not be done in vain. Like, we're gonna do it full of joy and happiness because we're happy to do this for Him, because we're doing something that He wants us to do. Again, everyday tasks is a completely different thing, but if you kind of just involve God into what you do every single day, whether it's waking up and brushing your teeth, listening to some worship music, or reading the verse of the day while you're eating breakfast, like, happy, like I know I do the same thing. Scrolling on your phone every little free time you get, whether it's just laying on your bed or just, whenever you're bored, just go on your phone and scroll, whatever. Maybe try moving that into a little bit towards whether it's reading just the verse of the day. One verse a day is totally fine. It's better than nothing. Just incorporating that little bit of God into your life. So, like, reading the verse of the day when you first wake up, or listening to a devotional on your way to work or school or while driving the car, or even sitting in silence and just kind of reflecting on your day, talking to God, telling Him about your day. Because again, He's our best friend. He's going to listen to you no matter what. He's there. Like, He's all ears for you. So just, if you have to rant, if it was a stressful day and that one person, you're like, ooh, God, I can't. Like, just talk to Him. Like, just sit in silence or just meditate or just rant or I don't know. Just talk to Him about your day on your way home from work or school or whatever you did. Just talk to Him. Take that time and just talk to Him. Like, I mean, He is your friend. So talk to Him like He is your friend, Another one is no secular music. Like, you can't. Like, I know, like, there's like these trends and stuff, like from TikTok and Instagram and everything else. But, like, that is what gets us as young people as well, especially teenagers and young and preteens. Music is like the main thing that gets us because of all the trends. Everyone in school is listening to it. Everyone's talking about it. It's all over TikTok. It's stuck in our heads because some of the beats are catchy and all that. And then it gets to the point where we just listen to it. So that can also slip, like, kind of push us away into that as well. So if we just replace secular music for some worship, and there are some really good songs. Like, there are some, honestly, I find some Christian songs are way better than whatever we have going on now. So there is good music out there. It's not just worship. Like, there's artists like KB, Forrest Frank, Lecrae. You know, there's a lot of good artists, Christian artists out there. And that's like kind of one other thing, is just filling your mind with just godly, like, things that are good for you, and filling yourself, because whatever you fill your heart with is what's gonna come out. So yeah, I'm gonna read to you 1 Corinthians. I lost my place. Okay, hold on. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 15. Wait, yeah, hold on, my mind. Oh my gosh. Where is it? I have the page on, but I lost the number. Okay. Yes. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. There we go. I highlighted it. How did I miss that? Okay. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is in the Lord. Labor in the Lord is not in vain. So by doing the work, I mean, I get it. We are tired, we get busy, we're like, when is this gonna end? If you just add a little, like, if you just kind of incorporate Jesus into what we do on a day-to-day basis, maybe, you know, our day wouldn't be as long, it won't be as bad, you know, because again, everything that we do in the Lord will not be in vain. So just like doing a little bit of something, you know, a small quick prayer, or telling them about your day, listening to worship music or Christian music while you're doing homework or driving in the car. Just a little bit of something. Prayer walks. Walk if you're work if you're working out, there you go. Pray over your equipment or something. You know, just a little bit of something to incorporate Jesus into your life can really help you work on your relationship and build your relationship and maintain your relationship while you're busy. Because I get it. When I get home, the first thing I want to do is just change and go to sleep. Like, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't do anything. So it's, you know, it's just a little bit of something. Because I get it. When you get home, the last thing you want to do is just sit there and read and, you know. So just giving him a little bit of something throughout the day can really just help your relationship with Jesus. So yeah, like any free moment that you get, any little thing, there's a lot of verses that talk about like being busy and stuff like that. And a lot of these verses is not like specific for if you're too busy, you do this and this and that. It's more of like, if you're busy, do the work in the Lord, and it won't be as bad, pretty much. Like Titus 2:5, we're meant to be busy. Like, God made us to be busy. He didn't meant for us to be lazy. I mean, laziness is a sin, because He wants us to be busy. He wants us to do good, wants us to do work for Him. We're His servants, and we are here to serve. We're not here to fight, we're not here to argue. We're here just to serve the Lord. So just, you know, again, even just telling your coworker about, you know, about how good God is, you know, I mean, there you go, spreading a little bit of gospel there as well. You know, it's just a little bit of something can really go a long way. I mean, honestly, I don't know about you, but after like 4 days of not reading my Bible, I am like the meanest person in the, like, I'm so mean, it's so bad. But it's like, it really changes you, like just reading a little bit of the Bible a day, whether it's just one verse, whether it's just kind of skimming through a devotion, like a little, like just something is better than nothing. And just that little bit of something can really impact your life, because like a mustard seed of faith is enough to move mountains. Like, again, just one verse a day is enough to really change you for the better. So yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, just because like I've been super busy too, and I was like, well, if I struggled, I'm pretty sure other people did too. So busyness is not a bad thing, guys. Just keep that in mind. If you're busy, that's fine. It's normal. Life gets in the way. But just be sure to incorporate Jesus into our life, because again, he is our number one. He's our priority. He is the only relationship we really should be focusing on, like, before any other relationship. Like, that's number one. That's heaven or hell right there. That's the person that saved us and was good to us and was merciful to us. So we should really repay them and repay him and give us our full attention. Give him our all, because he deserves way more than what we can give him. So just trying your best, even if you have to wake up earlier than normal, which I know I'm not a morning person, so I will not recommend that, but if you have to do it, wake up early in the morning just to get a little bit of Jesus in your day. The best way to start the day is starting your day with God, and that can just really set up your life. And it's like, there's this like scientific proven, I have to find the article, I can't remember what article it was, but I read it. But the first 15 minutes of how you start your day is how your day is going to go. So if you spend your first 15 minutes on your phone and you're just being lazy, you're going to have a lazy day. First 15 minutes of reading, you're going to have a productive day. Or like, you know, first thing you wake up is like cleaning and stuff like that. Like, if you move around, you'll have a productive day in the first 15 minutes. If you just stay there and do nothing, you're going to have a lazy day. So just kind of keep that in mind when you wake up. Like, how do you want to start my day? Just wake up, like, how do I want to start my day? You know, or like, ask God, like, first thing in the morning, Jesus, thank you for waking me up. How can I do more for you today? What do you want me to do today? How can I serve you today? How can I assist today? Like, just a little bit of something. How can I be more like you than I was yesterday? How can I be better for you today than I was yesterday? How can I grow closer? Just a little bit of something can really go a long way. So, keep that in mind. I will talk to you guys next week. Try not to get too busy on me. And I'll see you guys whenever I post the next episode. So, bye!